It's BetQL's countdown to tip-off with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network. Download the BetQL app today.
Final segment. BetQL's countdown to tip-off, BetQL Audio Network. Eli Herskovich going to join us in just a second here as we're going to give you our best bets for tonight. Gonzaga and Baylor playing for the national championship. It is going to be awesome, and we're going to have bets. Side, total, and props. But first, we got to tell you about our friends at BetQL. We want everyone to download the BetQL app. Maybe don't do it like at this second. Wait till like the commercial break when the show's over. But make sure you download the BetQL app today or tonight. And use my promo code Kostos, K-O-S-T-O-S, for 15% off any subscription at checkout. Because, Ken, you know, we talk about it every night on You Better You Bet. What does BetQL have, Ken, to help you beat the sports books?
I believe the proper English way of saying it is dem algorithms.
They've got dem algorithms now. Dem algorithms, they analyze over 350,000 unique bets every year in real time. For a human, a mere human, that sounds like exhausting work. But we're not talking about flesh and blood here. We're talking about algorithms. Dem algorithms to help you beat dem sports books. BetQL is going to give you the edge you need to take down the sports books. So visit BetQL.com, download the BetQL app, enter my promo code, Kostos, K-O-S-T-O-S, at checkout for 15% off any subscription. And we can tell you that BetQL has a three-star bet. So not the strongest play. You know, Ken and I are on opposite sides. It's a tough game to call, right? BetQL does have a three-star bet on Baylor plus the 4.5 points. So BetQL rolling with yours truly as far as the side is concerned, a three-star bet on the Baylor Bears plus the 4.5. Our friend Eli Herskovich is waiting to give his best bets for tonight. I am waiting to give my best bets for tonight. Ken Barkley, Lockie Lockerson, waiting to give his best bets for tonight. All we need to happen is one thing, and that's for our tremendous board op, Rick Camp, to kindly drop that dope-ass bead. Eli, I'm a little upset that we didn't get you ad-libbing, making money on the show now.
You did ask for it yesterday. I apologize. Making money on the show now.
Yesterday was Sunday, buddy. Yeah. We were on Saturday. Rick, do me a favor. Rick, can you stop the dope-ass beat? Okay, we're going to do this one more time. Time for our best bets. Rick Camp, kindly drop that dope-ass beat.
Making money, national championship, go Baylor.
Yes. Wait for it now.
Boom.
All right, it's time. Eli's been doing a great job all tournament long, breaking it down here on the BetQL Audio Network. Eli, of course, is the host of BetQLU. Check that out wherever you find your podcasts. You can hear Eli daily, weekdays on BetQL Daily, hosted by our friend Joe Ostrowski, dishing out all his advice, Major League Baseball, college basketball, of course, with the season winding down. So side, total, and props from me, Ken, and Eli coming up right now. Gentlemen, the line at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. Gonzaga is a 4.5-point favorite. The total, 159.5. Let's first focus, Ken Barkley, on the side. Who do you like and why? Empty the tank, Gonzaga and Baylor.
Best bet for me in this game, Gonzaga -4.5 of all the bets on the board, side, total, money line, props. This is the bet I like the most. My number is really close to this. All the people who make numbers is really close to this. So the number is fine. Like, I know how we arrived at this point. I think the key is just how much mystery is still in the game with two teams that haven't played anyone like them. I mean, Gonzaga, you know, hasn't played a lot of teams like Baylor. They played a lot of great non-conference games. In the tournament, they played some tough teams. They played USC, they played UCLA. We don't know how they do when they play a team like Baylor, and the market's projecting the game is going to be pretty close. Baylor, on the other hand, played in a tougher conference play, obviously. Hasn't really played a tough game on the way to the tournament final. So I think a lot of mystery still on, like, can Baylor really hang against what is potentially maybe one of the great college basketball teams of all time, and one of the greatest college basketball teams of all time is only favored by 4.5 in this game. So I know how we arrive at the number, the difference between the two teams, who they played, our guesses, and it's all guesswork about how when we actually play basketball with two teams that are this good, what's going to happen when they have played no one like themselves. My guess in terms of who will come out on top in a game where we don't know a lot about that is that, like, Gonzaga has the best offense I've ever seen. And by any metric, it's basically the best offense ever. And Baylor, even in the NCAA tournament, even off the COVID hiatus, had time, got back on track. We're all saying Baylor's back. They're playing much better. Has had periods of time in NCAA tournament games where they really shouldn't have been tested, where the defense is what was lackluster. First half against Villanova, periods of the game against Arkansas. Houston was never going to provide an offensive challenge because that's not what Houston's game is. That was supposed to be a rock fight game. That was how Houston was going to win. The idea that Houston struggled to score just means it was Houston playing a basketball game. Doesn't mean that that was necessarily something Baylor was doing on defense. So I would actually still question whether Baylor has the defensive chops to even come close to guarding Gonzaga in this game. Davion Mitchell may be on Suggs the whole time. Great. This is the one team where guarding one player is absolutely irrelevant. So I think the idea that Baylor has the best on-ball defender in the country probably doesn't matter as much as it does in any other game. That's one of Baylor's strengths. That's their strength, their one strength, really, on defense that they can come to the table with. I think it's neutralized by how Gonzaga plays basketball. So I think the number is fine. This is not like a number mistake. I don't think we're getting ahead of a move or anything. But just kind of having watched both teams all year, I think the difference between the teams when it comes down to it is a little greater than this. So I like Gonzaga at 4.5.
It's a good segue because you mentioned Davion Mitchell, and yes, he's probably the best defensive guard in college basketball. I think Baylor is the best defensive backcourt and probably the best overall backcourt in the country with Davion Mitchell and Jared Butler. Jared Butler is also one of the best on-ball and off-ball defenders in the country. So if you get him locked up on Ayayi, on Nembhard, whoever it may be, even Kispert, even though he has a little bit of a size differential there, Baylor's defense is going to give Gonzaga's offense issues because, yes, Gonzaga doesn't turn the ball over. But guess what? Neither does Houston. Neither does a lot of these teams that Baylor has faced in the tournament, Wisconsin also being one of them. Going back to the second round, I know their offense is inefficient at times, but it goes back to the point that Baylor's defense can give you issues even when you don't have those issues. So if Baylor can extend their ball pressure, which they will, and Gonzaga hasn't seen a defense like this, seen a pressure defense like this, especially when Baylor plays that no-middle defense, packs the paint along with that ball pressure, I think Gonzaga's going to have a little bit of a turnover problem. I'm not saying they're going to turn the ball over 18 times, but 12, 13, 14 turnovers could rack itself up in this sort of a game, especially if Baylor can push it a little bit and slow down the pace to keep Gonzaga from really playing at an up-and-down tempo. Ken, you mentioned earlier in the show how UCLA was the perfect opponent to try to knock off Gonzaga in the sense that they want to slow you down, right? And they hit those shots late in the shot clock. But Baylor can also do the same thing and then present that defensive issue and those defensive problems that UCLA cannot present because of Baylor's ball pressure. And UCLA is as good as of a two-point defense as they can be. They do not have the ball pressure that Baylor does. It's just a matter of fact by that defensive backcourt in Davion Mitchell and Jared Butler, one of the best defensive backcourts in the last decade. So I think Baylor covers this spread. I think they have a shot to win the game. All right, but I'll take the points, and I'm going to try to wait for a five before a tip. But if you want to take it right now, Baylor plus 4.5 is fine with me.
I kind of want to split the difference between you two guys here. Obviously, Ken's right. Gonzaga, the best offense maybe we've ever seen. Eli's right about Baylor's defense. But I think Gonzaga's going to score a ton of points in this game, right? I don't think like anyone's going to be able to stop Gonzaga. Like Ken said earlier in the show, like what team should like be in a spread game like this against Gonzaga? I joke the Brooklyn Nets. Obviously kidding here. But like I think Gonzaga's going to score a lot. The reason why I think Baylor can keep this game close is because I think Baylor can go score for score with them. Maybe not to win the game, like I said, but with the spread being over a possession here, I think it's going to be a close game. Maybe Gonzaga wins. You know, kind of like sentimentally, like I kind of want to see Gonzaga win. So Mark Few finally gets that national championship, get the undefeated season, first one since 1976. But I do think Baylor with Teague and Butler and Mitchell and the rest of their players that we've detailed painstakingly throughout the course of this season and tournament, I think Baylor can score enough to stay inside this number. So I'm rolling with my guy, Eli Herskovich. Never feels good to say that, especially when we're using the headshot that we're using here for people watching on the app or on YouTube. It's a bad one, Eli. Like this headshot's terrible. You're the executive producer of like content for sports betting here. You got to get a better headshot.
It's like
yourself,
a college photo. I've been telling people to change that, but doesn't
it's like, it's like you did like stand-up comedy when you were 22. That's like how it looks basically.
I think that I was 22. So
fair enough.
Or it looks like you just got turned away from trying to get into a bar when you were like 17. It's a terrible actor. Anyway,
what's the deal with ball pressure?
Yeah. What's the deal with fake IDs? So Baylor plus 4.5 for me. BetQL's countdown to tip-off. BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos with Locky Lockers and Ken Barkley. Eli Herskovich. Those guys are both studs. You want to listen to both of what they have to say here about this game, Gonzaga and Baylor. Guys, let's move to the total. Ken sitting 159.5.
No play for me on the total. If I had to bet it, I think I would be more inclined to bet over, even though obviously this is an astronomical total. As I said in the last segment, NCAA total two segments ago, NCAA tournament games are generally lower scoring than you expect. They usually land somewhere between, I think, like high 130s, low 140s in terms of how many points are actually scored in the game. So for this to project 20 points above that, like you can't just go betting the over just because, like, well, Gonzaga is crazy on offense. Yes, I know the total is 20 points higher than a normally NCAA tournament game. We had Rob Doster on earlier in our show on You Better You Bet, and he made a really good point, just that is Baylor likely to change what they do because they're playing a team like Gonzaga? I think UCLA looked at Gonzaga and was like, we literally have to slow the game down, shoot with under 15, 10 on the shot clock to have a chance to win. And they were, you know, play a slow possession all season anyway. Is Baylor going to not want to speed up tempo and not want to play fast, which is what they want to do in literally every game that they play, have the propensity to score a ton of points no matter what? Are they really going to change what they do? And they're playing the best offense of all time. So if I had to bet the total, I think I would bet over, just because strategically, I think both teams actually want to score a ton. They're playing each other, and I don't think either wants to change their mind. So just kind of, you know, intuitively maybe over in the game, but no bet on the total for me.
Eli, give us like 30 seconds here because we still have to hit props.
Of course. Slight lean towards the full game over, and then also maybe a little more of a lean, bigger lean to the Baylor team total over. I think over 77.5 for Baylor is a decent bet if you want a piece of that.
All right. Like I said, 159.5, that's a high total. Would never, ever bet the under. We're going to get a lot of points here with Gonzaga and Baylor. And gentlemen, let's close it off with props. Ken Barkley, what do you got here? Anything prop-wise for Gonzaga and Baylor?
Yeah, two props for me, both involving Jalen Suggs, who I kind of like to win most outstanding player. I'm going to bet his under in points, just because I don't think he's going to seek out his shot necessarily if Mitchell's on him the entire game. He strikes me as the kind of intellectual player that's going to seek out other ways to make an impact, even if he's not scoring. So under 15.5 points, think he can still have a great game. Like him, over 5.5 rebounds, has gone five or over in basically every single one of their NCAA tournament games. Mitchell on him, think he'll find another way to get involved. I think that's rebounding.
Okay, I'm going to go Maceo Teague over in threes, over 2.5 at plus money.
All right, Eli, just the one prop for you?
Just one prop.
All right, Maceo Teague over 2.5 three-pointers. I got a three-pack here of props. I went 3-1 with props for the Gonzaga-UCLA game on Saturday. Maceo Teague over 16.5 points. Hey, I think Baylor's going to keep it close. They're going to have to score. Teague over 16.5 points. Butler over 16.5 points. The Butler did it. That was another Jim Nance call, I think, at some point. Butler over 16.5 points. And my favorite prop bet of the night, Corey Kispert. If Ken's right and Jalen Suggs is going to have to get it done in this game without shooting, Kispert, I feel like, is due for a nuclear supernova-type performance. I think he gets into the 20s, over 16.5. My favorite prop, Corey Kispert, points over all lines courtesy of Bet Rivers. Great job by my guy, Eli Herskovich. Great job by my guy, Ken Barkley. To everyone out there, enjoy the game tonight. Good luck with Baylor and Gonzaga. Ken and I will talk to you tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, on You Better You Bet. And until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.